Welcome to episode 2 of Anthem EAP's 4-part podcast series, where we are focused on teaching people simple practices you can use to improve your mental well-being. I'm your host, Mark DeFee, and with me again is my co-host, Casey Schroeder. We're licensed therapists with over 30 years of combined experience. In our first episode, we talked about introspection and how we must harness our thoughts to keep us moving in a positive direction. Today, we're focusing on the importance of relationships. Loneliness has been its own epidemic for years now in the United States.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Mark. I think loneliness has been an epidemic for decades now. You know, the bottom line is that relationships make us live longer. They impact the state of our happiness, and they impact how successful we are throughout our entire life. I think that George Valiant said it best when he said, our relationships with other people matter and matter more than anything else in this world. And for those of you who are right? And for those of you who are not as big of nerds as Mark and I are, George Valiant was the lead researcher of the Harvard Men's Study for over 30 years.
Yeah. And to dive a little bit more into our nerdery, it's the single longest psychological study of all time. It started in the 30s with over 200 men. And really what they were trying to figure out is, what are the attributes that lead to happy, successful, fulfilled lives? And when they first started the study, they were thinking about things like genetics and physical disposition and socioeconomic status. You know, George Valiant, he was the second director of the study, and he started realizing that it was more about things like empathy and attachment, and that the key to healthy aging isn't what you eat, it isn't your genetics, it's your relationships and your connection to other people. And I find that remarkable, because we don't talk about relationships as much as we do things like working out or eating right, or you know, all these things to stay healthy. Yet relationships are kind of an afterthought in that regard.
Yeah, they are an afterthought. I mean, it is remarkable that we don't talk about them in the same way we talk about working out and eating healthy. In fact, when we get stressed out, I think the first thing to go, you know, is our relationships. We're having a stressful time. We're really overloaded with work. Maybe we have, you know, tons of different things going on in our lives. The first thing we do is kind of scale back on what we call our social life. We don't make that meeting or make that lunch date with a friend that we had planned, or we don't go to that party because we're too exhausted. And it's a shame, really, because even you and I, you know, folks who study this in all of our nerdery, we still do that, right? It's still the first to go off of our list. And it's really what we need, you know, most of all, especially during stressful times.
Yeah. And it in my mind, we're almost neglecting our relationships, or at least taking them for granted. Because when I think about those moments where I have to take something off my plate, it's always this, oh, my friends will understand, or my family will understand. And that's not fair to them, and not fair to me. Talking about research here, there's another study that focused on freshmen starting at Harvard. So these are individuals who get a workload put on them that they've never experienced before. And what they found is that the most successful of them, the ones who lasted longer at Harvard, were the ones who leaned into their relationships, which seems, again, counterintuitive. You know, you'd think, oh, I need to go to the library and buckle down, and I just have so much work. But it was the individuals who did study groups and who took breaks to go enjoy activities outside of school. Those are the ones who got better grades and sustained longer, were able to stay longer at Harvard, whereas some of the other ones burned out. And so there's enough research out there to say, this is important. This needs to be a priority.
Yeah. Well, and when I think about that study, the Harvard study of freshmen, like I can almost see those poor freshmen, these poor kids who go in as freshmen to Harvard, and they think they have to study and study and study, and they think going out, you know, socializing with people is a treat, right? It's an indulgence that they can't afford. And I think we all do that. I think we all treat it as a treat. When we shouldn't. We should make it a priority.
I think it's important to stay connected to the individuals who are already part of our life, But it's also important to look for those other relationships out there that you might not have ever chosen to engage in. I call these kind of newish people. So you're not meeting new people, but you're meeting newish people that you might not have ever thought about connecting with previously. And the example I'm thinking of are my next door neighbors. We've lived next to each other for almost 8 years, but it was only during this pandemic that we really stopped to get to know each other. And in fact, their two daughters watched my son over the summer because we were concerned about him being in daycare. And my wife and I talk often about how that's been one of the most refreshing pieces to COVID, is being able to make friends with people that we should have created a relationship with a long time ago.
Yeah. Newish and nerdery. Those are two new words you've yep. taught me today.
Take that with them today.
Yes, there are those. Absolutely. I think, you know, when we go through hard times, we can, we open ourselves up to newish relationships in a way that we don't when maybe we're not as stressed out. So it's about kind of seizing the day and kind of jumping on those opportunities to expand the relationships that are newish, or even reach out to meet new people. And that's very important. We need to meet new people. We need to have new relationships, and so very important. For sure.
It is. And I hope we can take these lessons with us beyond this mm-hmm. time, because meeting new or newish people is important. But also, this time provides clarity on who's really part of our circle, who's checking in with you, and who are you checking in with. That's your network. Those are your people. And if someone's not checking in with you or responding to you or engaging with you, maybe that's time to rethink if they should be part of your network. So it's even an opportunity to make sure that we have healthy individuals in our life that are pushing us in positive ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's now is the perfect time to take inventory of the relationships in your life. You know, do you have folks who are checking in on you? Who do you want to check in on? Who builds you up during these times? Who's there for you to build you up and really get you through this tough time? But we have to look at the silver lining. And I think that is the silver lining. Take time today to inventory your relationships.
I couldn't agree more. This has been our second episode, Casey. I'm loving talking to you about all these things. So I hope other people are enjoying it as well. We are going to have our third episode where we are looking at how helping others is actually kind of a selfish act. We get a lot from it when it comes to our own positive mindset and mental health. So join us for that third podcast episode where we are going to be talking about how helping others actually helps you as well. Until then, be well and take care.